You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And that's another group, and that Doc Scanlon is actually Reggie. And I just took me forever to figure that out. I guess I get so confused. But this is the Doc Scanlon Trio, which consists of Doc Scanlon, a.k.a. Reggie Scanlon. You had Don Young on guitar and Dan Levinson on clarinet there on China Boy. And they're going to be playing all over the place. You have to check out, and in fact, I've linked to it on the Radiola blog, which you ought to, you know, go to that right now if you're not on it. And you will see the Dan's schedule, and you will see where they're playing all over the place. And if you can catch them at the track, don't go into the track and waste money. That's what my father used to do. And boy, that was a problem. So I wouldn't bet on anything. I have other vices, which I'll enumerate to you if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope. But no, that's not one of them. But the track is wonderful. It's beautiful. It's historical. Go and listen to the music and stay away from the Paramutual windows. So this is Radiola, and the only bet I'll make is that this is some good music, better than you'll hear most other places, I will venture to say. So let's continue now with some older recordings. Here's something that was issued on Harmony, but originally the 14,000 series of Columbia. Bob Fuller on clarinet, Elmer Snowden on banjo, Leroy Hooper, I believe, on piano. I could look that up too, but I didn't. Looking things up is so hard. But this is a great tune, and it reminds me of my wife, who was always rescuing cats, and at some point, someone will have to rescue me. I don't know. You know, some people just say, my heart is soft, but, you know, it's just happening. Black Cat Blues from 1925.
I'd find you. I swim the deepest river. If I knew that when I swam that river, I'd find you. Without you, dear, my life means nothing to me. No matter where you are, that's where I want to be. I pray to get to heaven, but I know that if I get to heaven, I'll find you.
And that's a great hot dance number by a band that always, I'd say they're vastly underrated, very jazzy, always very upbeat, good stuff, always. Joe Cassidy on the vocal with Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, If You Don't Love Me, 1928. Before that, Ben Selvin and his orchestra, Frank Munn on the vocal. That song is normally called I'd Climb the Highest Mountain, but the label here says If I Knew I'd Find You, 1926. Bob Fuller began the set with Black Cat Blues, 1925. And great clarinet playing, nice banjo by Snowden, and nice piano by, I believe, Leroy Hooper, but others will contradict as soon as we all reach for our Brian Rust and determine the correct answer to that question. This is Radiola, and this is A Study in Contrast, and I'm just trying to get the show up and running for this week. Radio wire, so we're on the internet, and it's going pretty well here. And a very sweet recording, and it opens with a beautiful bit of guitar work, which you will hear throughout. Ruth Etting in 1930, Eddie Lang on guitar. What else do you need to know? Just a little closer.
Just friends, but not like before. To think of what we've been and not to kiss again seems like pretending. It isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart. Two friends, but one broken heart. We loved, we laughed, we cried, and suddenly love died. The story ends, and we're just friends. But we're drifting apart. Two friends, but one broken heart. We loved, we laughed, we cried, and suddenly love died. The story ends, and we're just.
But he must know something, cause he just keeps rolling. He keeps rolling along, rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton. Them that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man River, he keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk and you land in jail. I gets weary and sick of trying, I'm tired of living, tired of dying, but old man River keeps rolling along. Thank you.
And there's Paul Whiteman, an old man. I feel like that's been me this week. Except for landing in jail, it's been every one of those things. Old Man River, 1928, Bing Crosby on the vocal there. Great, great recording. I was very lucky to find a nice copy of that. And was sold to me by my colleague Rich Kennedy, whose show you should listen to. But I managed to, I found the right needle for that. Sounds good. And before that, Morton Downey, 1932, lovely recording of that on an old perfect. And you don't often hear that recording of it, Just Friends. And Just a Little Closer from 1930, Ruth Etting. And that's gorgeous, just gorgeous stuff. This is Radiola, and there are a few contrasts in here. What can I say? I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying to keep it interesting, and fun. And we have the Park Lane Orchestra on Vocalion in 1926, and I have to feel the title of this is a reference to the song San, because I think this might refer to the other person as mentioned in that song, Lona. It says Lo-na. I don't know if it's the same gal. Might be her cousin. So whatever it is, this is what we have. So Lona is, this is not a Lona. If you break it, you bought it. So here it is.
Thank you. trees. You like them sit on Chinese leaves. So does your Romandarin. You like them kiss. You like them nice. You like them like you like them rice. So does your Romandarin. Those dreamy eyes and dream that we're in Shanghai. In a little garden where the moon will hang high. You like them love, plenty of Chinese fondling. So does your Romandarin.
Thank you.
And here's Lane's dancer. That was, well, you hear us. No, here, I'm speaking in the future tense. It's the past tense. Lane's Dance Orchestra, Bob Herring group on Lincoln. But I don't know why it says Lane's, because you occasionally, usually that was the Park Lane Orchestra. But here was Bob Herring, Franklin Bauer on the vocal, Oriental Moonlight. And before that, another vocalion, the Bostonians, Ernie Golden conducting. Al Bernard on the vocal, and that's a bit politically incorrect, but, you know, you go into 1926, just about everything is. So, you know, if you want to pick your battles, do so now. It wasn't that bad. I've got worse, much worse. So's Your Old Mandarin from 1926, beginning with also from 26, another Oriental-tinged or Eastern-tinged piece, 1926, Park Lane Orchestra with Lona. And, of course, Oriental just means Eastern rather than, you know, Asian. So East Utica could be Oriental to me, and it's certainly exotic. And I tend not to go in there very often, although I used to quite frequently. And I'll send you, if you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I'll tell you why. This is Radiola, and I'm collecting self-addressed stamped envelopes. I save the stamps, and I use them to pay bills with. Radiola, we do what we can here just to keep it interesting. And there's still a slight hint of the East in the air with Jack Miller and his New Englanders. This song has always been sort of a Rudolph Valentino desert-type number, although it was a couple of years after Rudy, but definitely has that feel to it. 1929, lovely recording of this, and he sings the verse, too. Gotta give him that. Deep Night.
The moon has descended, lighting the sky above. Day seemed so long, dear, waiting for you. Moments seemed years to me. Nighttime has brought you, the daylight has lost you. Would it could always be. Deep night, stars in the sky above, lighting our place of love. Night winds seem to have gone to rest. Two eyes brightly with love are gleaming. Come to my arms, my darling, my sweetheart, my own. Vow that you love me always and be mine alone. Deep night, whispering dreams above, kind night, bringing you nearer, dearer and dearer. Deep night, deep in the arms of love. Thank you.
never fell in love with you. I'm walking round in circles ever since we met. What else is there left for me to do? I'll be blue just thinking of you.
Thank you.
Frank Keyes and his orchestra, which is actually Sam Lannon, not Howard, whom we heard earlier, but Sam, his brother Sam, Irving Kaufman on the vocal, and a song I really love. And it's sort of it's a good song for a marriage, because if you don't get used to each other, then it's pretty strange. It doesn't mean you take someone for granted. It just means that you're sort of you're comfortable. That's the way it ought to be. So before that, Used to You, we had Ruth Etting, I'll Be Blue Just Thinking of You, 1930. Lovely, all those great accompaniments in there. I just think they're wonderful. Beginning with Jack Miller and the New Englanders. Yes, the verse, you never hear the verse, but it's quite nice too. Deep Night from 1929. And this is Radiola, and you hear everything on this show. I'm not cutting anything out. I'm going to leave it all in, too. And this is... And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just... I'm leaving the scissors over there. And we began the show, the set with Lee Sims. And that was Contrast, which this has been an evening of Contrast. And Lee Sims will play the other side of that, which is Improvisation, also from Five Piano Rhapsodies by Lee Sims and Carlton Colby, also recorded in 1928. So here's Lee Sims. Thank you. There was an acolyte, if you will, or somebody that was really influenced by Lee Sims and took it to a whole other dimension and added in stride and whatever else, but you saw the speaking of improvisation and transformation and contrast. There was Art Tatum in 1933 with Tiger Rag, and that was off a very nice Brunswick shellac test pressing, which I was very fortunate to obtain recently. And it's wonderful. The sound is just sweet on that. So I'm glad to be able to bring that. That was issued, so it's not unique or anything, but it's a very nice copy of it, and just glad to have it. And how could I not want an Art Tatum test pressing? So there it is. Began with Lee Sims, a 12-inch disc, actually, and I didn't tell you that at the beginning. But the other side of it, improvisation composed by Lee himself with Carlton Colby, somewhere in there. And we're going to continue now on Radiola, or finish the show, as you will, with Morton Downey. In 1932, the other side of that Morton Downey record that I found. And I think it's appropriate to end the show with this. It's a very sweet number. Save the Last Dance for Me.
Save the last dance for me, sweetheart. Give me one chance before we part. I've been waiting the whole night through for my chance to dance with you. Just a moment to hold you tight. Just a moment and then good night. You can keep on dancing with others romancing, but save the last dance for me. Just another dance and then our time will come to part again. make this a night of nights for me, one I can hold in memory. Others romancing, but save the last dance for.